Hey, welcome to the Lamplighter. We're glad that you're with us, and we have a person with us by phone. I think she's in Texas right now, and she used to be in the Greenville area, and you'll find out why. But also with me in the studio is a good friend of WJLY, Penny Miller. Penny, say hi.
Hey, hi, Dick. Hi, everybody.
Penny, you gave us an awful lot of wonderful good fellowship during our Share-a-thon back in October, and we're glad that you're with us on this interview,
too. So glad to be here, and so glad to be talking with Julie today.
Well, we've already talked with her briefly, but Julie, it's good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you very much for having me.
You have quite a story, and I said you're from Greenville, but I think you need to fill in the blanks. Tell us about yourself.
Yes.
And your life, please.
I am from Southern California, where I grew up. I was born in Los Angeles, and I am now relocated to the state of Arkansas, and that's where I reside right now.
Now, you have a ministry. Tell us about your ministry and why you're involved with this.
My ministry is called Deliberately Graced. It is hashtag Deliberately Graced on Facebook. And I came to this ministry because the Lord sat me down in federal prison several years ago and came about to where I needed that sit down and that time out. And that's why I'm began this ministry.
Now, you gave me a call. And you said you wanted to get started on this. Tell us what the ministry is and what it's all about.
The ministry is all about overcoming defeat, discouragement, depression, oppression. And my goal is to ultimately reach other women, other men and women, and show them that they don't have to live in depression and oppression, that they can be a winner, that they can have victory in Jesus, and that they can have joy unspeakable as he promises.
Julie, that is an awesome message, and today especially, people really need to hear that. There is a lot of depression, oppression, all of the things that you've mentioned. Absolutely, and people need to know that the answer is God, and that's what happened to you. I had a question for you. I wanted to know if you had a lot of opportunities while you were in prison to minister to others. How did this all come about? Was the idea for Deliberately Grace while you were still in that Greenville prison, or was it afterwards?
Well, that's a great question, Penny. I used my time there. God had put several opportunities before me. I began a federal prison camp newsletter called The Camp Encourager.
Oh, wow.
And it became very, very popular. I did it on a monthly basis. I have a very strong passion for writing and speaking, and I used those opportunities to minister to the other women at our camp. And it really blossomed. I also had an opportunity to start a Christian music ministry that we got together on a weekly basis, and we had a praise and worship time where we ministered with top 40 songs, and we had a really great outcome for that too.
Oh,
so God used the opportunities to blossom out to other women.
Oh, that is amazing. I love it when you hear stories of people that are really going through a really tough time, and that was a tough time in your life, I'm sure, but that you're using those things to minister and be an encouragement to other people. Who would you say would influence your ministry while you were there in prison to start this new phase of your life with Deliberately Grace?
Are you talking about inside the prison or outside of the prison?
Could be either one.
I believe that a big part of my ministry and mentoring to me was WJLY and 88.3.
Wow.
It was I got a lot of strength from that on a daily basis. I used the time that I had. I had specific times where I'd listen to Chip Ingram or I'd listen to Mark Jobe. Mm. There was different, yes. I'd listen to Lamplighter on a daily basis. It was very important to me to get ministered to by those ministries that you broadcast on your radio. And
did you ever think you'd be the guest on Lamplighter then?
Absolutely not.
We are thrilled that you
not.
Are.
It makes me teary-eyed.
It's a huge encouragement that you'd say that. And to all our listeners who've been praying for this station to support it, this is one of many voices. It's making a difference. But Why Christian radio, Julie? Why did you find it to be helpful to you while you were in Greenville?
I felt that it taught me that having liberty, the liberty to be transparent about my federal prison sentence, be transparent and honest about the crime that I committed, and taking responsibility for what I did was freeing, and it gave me freedom in Jesus, and it gave me freedom to reach out to others. I had fear of doing that at first because of judgment and what people would say about me, but with the Lord, I don't have that anymore. I have, it's so easy to be honest. It's very difficult to be dishonest and deceptive.
I love hearing that, Julie. That just has to be so encouraging to people listening, because people are out there, they are looking for real people that aren't afraid to discuss. We've all made mistakes in our lives, and how God has used those mistakes to glorify Him and to make a difference in other people's lives. So I'm going to tell you thank you for just being so real with your story today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I stand on 1 Peter 5:10.
Tell us what that is.
1 Peter 5:10 says, "After you have suffered for a little while, the God of my God, of all grace, who has given me blessing and favor and calls me his own, will himself completely confirm me, strengthen me, and establish me, making me what I ought to be." And he has used that time in prison to do that with me.
Oh, I love that.
Julie, would you let me make a statement to those who are listening? Because I know a lot of our listeners out there have been Christians for 10, 20, 30, 50, maybe 60 years. You've been a deacon, an elder. You've done communion. You've done Sunday school. You've done it all. And you're rich within your church. And I'm telling you that this is the person that God can say to them, you need to be even more directly involved in your Christian walk. Even the one that's mature in so many ways, God is calling on us. The fact that you brought up that passage should encourage us to understand wherever we already are in our Christian walk, it's deeper, it's more fulfilling, it's more everything you can imagine. Christ is our all in all.
Amen.
Yes,
and
He is.
And the break you had, you told us earlier, and comment on this, you have had a Christian background. Explain that.
I had a Christian background for multiple years, and I was it was all surface. It was, hear a verse here and there, pick up my Bible every now and then, but then I'd go full force involved in women's ministry, in outreach ministry, and I was a works Christian. I didn't deposit the word in my life daily like I do now.
Would you think, am I being honest if I say you are real about it, but you never got deep?
Yes, I was, absolutely. It did not take root, and I was not enjoying all the fruits that God wanted to produce in my life.
And again, if I'm not putting words in your mouth, you weren't fake. It was true, but it never was deep into the fullness of who Christ can be in our life.
Yes, and now it's deep,
wow.
Very deep. But I can speak, Dick, I can speak for others that do have discouragement. Maybe they're in prison. Maybe they're in prison at home. Malachi 3:10 sounds very, very true in my life right now, because I am no longer in federal prison, but God has used and is using me as his vessel. And I am experiencing an abundance of blessings. And some days I just don't know when it's going to quit, and I don't have room enough. I don't have room to keep storing it. You know, you know what Malachi 3:10 says.
Please quote that for us.
Bring all of your tithes into the storehouse, His storehouse, so you will have enough. If you do, says the Lord, I will open the windows of heaven for you, pouring out blessings so great that you will not have room enough to store them. Try it and put me to the test.
And this is a life that God gives us no matter what else is going around. We may be going through a difficult time in this part of our life, but God still enriches everything to where not only we can just barely get by, no, it's where we can thoroughly move through. You mentioned a word, I don't want to put words, you mentioned two P words. Remember what those were?
Provision.
Powerful and not
powerful and pitiful. Yes.
Explain
powerful
that.
Powerful and pitiful.
Explain that.
Well, when you're in federal prison, you have a lot of choices. You can choose to lay in bed all day. You can choose to eat unhealthy, and you can just allow yourself to stay pitiful the way you came into prison, or you can choose to do something with that time that God has sat you down and given you and use it as an opportunity to make yourself powerful. Mm-hmm. And I chose powerful. I chose to come out better than before.
That is so good. I'm going to bring this interview to an end. Believe it or not, our time is coming to a conclusion, but I want to tape the next part of this immediately after, because I know there's so much here. As Penny Miller here and I are talking with Julie James, and she has a ministry called Deliberately Graced, ED at the end, correctly? It's hashtag Deliberately Graced.
Yes, all one word, Facebook.
On Facebook. Go there, find out about Julie James, find out about her stand, a real Christian, but not deep, until she was shaken in her boots to a time of staying in prison for a while nearby here in Greenville, where she appreciated WJLY and has grown since then. And we're going to be back next time. Julie, you come back and join us the next time here and tape some more with us. Would you do that, please?
I would love to. Thank you so much.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this Lamplighter.